All right, so we did get the verdict here. Matt Walters on board with testing out the runner on second base thing in extra innings.
That paid 5-1 if you had Matt Walters being in favor.
Well, there's a key word in there, testing.
Okay.
Well, sure, but that's all I said. I said, hey, I would love to see how this works out. I'd like to see it in action. Especially if you're a Royals fan. I'm telling you, like I think that would benefit the Royals. It becomes less about just hitting the ball out of the ballpark and gives you more of a chance to utilize a team that is based on contact and speed.
After some research during the break, baseball writers do not know if it would be an earned or an unearned run. But that would be terrible for the pitcher to go out there, retire both batters he faced, and take the loss, giving up an earned run because the guy was on second base to begin with.
I think you'd have to.
That's unearned. Unearned. Has to be.
Oh, I think you'd have to make it earned.
This debate could go on forever.
I think you'd have to make it earned, man. I know that if you're a reliever and coming into that situation, inherited runners do not count against your ERA and that time. Maybe you could do something like that. Like that guy just doesn't count against the pitcher's ERA.
Because that's exactly what baseball needs is more statistics.
I don't. Thinking it out loud here, I'm just confusing everybody. Let's not worry too much about that. Brad Hill at 525, K-State baseball coach. And a little bit from Bruce Weber on K-State's offense, why West Virginia might be just what K-State needs as far as that is concerned at 5'10". But I'm looking forward to this. Our friend Brady, obnoxious Patriots fan that you hear once a week during football season with his Cover 5, where he predicts five games every single week and infuses some humor and plenty of jabs at every team that's not the New England Patriots along the way. You can imagine how happy he has been this week with the Patriots winning arguably the greatest Super Bowl ever. Here is the season finale of the Cover 5.
From the 33, Blunt gets it on the handoff. Ball's out. That ball is out. Freeman, what a cut. Touchdown, Atlanta. End zone. Pass is caught for the touchdown, Austin Hooper. Falcons overload the right side of the Patriots offensive line. Pass is picked. Intercepted, Robert Alford. He's gone. There are no flags. And the Falcons add to their lead. Alford with a pick six.
Problems are, Henry. This could be the worst disaster
the Patriots
has ever experienced. With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Fortitude, belief, perseverance. These are all the words that describe yours truly Sunday as I sat and watched Super Bowl 51. Most of the time, I was impressed, old bear, whose excitement for another Lombardi was sobered as I saw Falcons touchdown after Falcons touchdown. Up until the last 9 minutes of the fourth quarter, I'd never scooped hummus with such despair. It was an evening of turmoil early on. Pizza had lost its pizzazz and my liquor cabinet was empty at the worst possible time. I felt as down in the dumps as a white and privileged American can feel. But I never changed that channel, and my loyalty was rewarded as the world witnessed the greatest Super Bowl of all time, propelled by the greatest comeback of all time, orchestrated by the greatest quarterback of all time. The debate is over. Tom Brady won. Joe Montana, number two. I still can't believe what I saw, even though I've seen this team come back down 24-0 at halftime in Denver to win in overtime 34-30 in 2013. I've seen the GOAT rally his team back from two 14-point deficits against the Ravens inside the Razor in the divisional playoffs in 2015. 2 games later, we saw the Patriots' thriller against the Seahawks in Super Bowl 49, where New England came back from 10 in the fourth quarter to get number four in epic Malcolm Butler fashion. In all honesty, shame on us for being so surprised with what history witnessed Sunday in Houston. Now, it's with great honor that I hand this recap baton to the President of the United States with the Cover 5 exclusive. Greetings, my fellow Americans and whatever, and those of you who can be on your way out. Congratulations to Bob and Tommy and Bill, great people, known them all my life. Tremendous win. But in the same way the media has been unprofessional and dishonest about the popular vote, It was the same with this game. Don't believe the fake news and the fake broadcast that said New England was behind and getting beat bigly. I have many people, great people you wouldn't even believe, even Vice President Pence, who were in Houston and told me the Falcons never threatened. Atlanta is crime-ridden and is like a third-world country. So much carnage, let me tell you, it's a war zone there, believe me. Lots of bad hombres, very sad. But bing, 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 I'm sending in the feds, and we're going to make Atlanta great again. And who wouldn't want that? Who doesn't want Atlanta to be great again? There'll be no repeat of Bowling Green on my watch. So again, don't believe the dishonest media. The Patriots won this 55-0, and next Tuesday I'll be signing an executive order on primetime television making the Patriots the official national team of America. And let me tell you, these executive orders, I've had so much great responses and love for the executive orders. People are so happy with them. And I will also be nominating Tom Brady to the Supreme Court, which will effectively take place of my former nomination, who has turned out to be very unfair to me. The ratings are going to be fantastic. They're going to be the biggest you've ever seen. So tune in and thank you. May God bless you and may God bless the United States of Ivanka.
Wow. Thank you, Mr. President. Seems he's really getting his feet underneath him. So what a week. And what a way to close out the season finale of the Cover 5. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions once again. And Deion Sanders called out Tony Dungy's Colts for cheating yesterday. What a way to close out a season of thrills, laughs, and greatness. But my work is not done. For there is a new holy grail out there to find, friends. Tommy's Super Bowl jersey is lost. And it's time I put on my fedora hat and khakis. It's on to a new adventure. Another season of the Cover 5 is in the books.
I think that whip was a callback to the very first Cover 5 that almost got Brady in some trouble. I was laughing a whole lot during that, as you guys could see. You know, it's interesting. I didn't think to check when I was watching the Super Bowl if I was getting the HuffPost version of the Super Bowl, and I guess I should have, because I think that's what it was. The HuffPost had Atlanta up 28-3 in that game, but we were getting fake news for that.
I don't know why it took up until the last episode of the season, but I've got an idea. If God willing, we're all still here for next year, and we do this again.
Cross your fingers.
We really need to Facebook Live the studio during all of the Cover Fives. It's pretty interesting.
We need to find a way to use Facebook Live. That is, it's like on my list of things to do.
Yeah,
I know that sounds like we're really committed to it. Brad Hill's going to be on at 5:25. K-State baseball coach. When we come back, stop hating Joe Buck, or else see what happens if you do here on The Game.